The first story on our last show of the week plays out between Northern and Eastern Europe. In a part of Russia called Kaliningrad, satellite imagery shared exclusively with CNN indicates that Russia is on the move, appearing to upgrade four of its military installations in Kaliningrad. This is significant because this Russian region is said to be on the doorstep of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and that's why NATO members are concerned about Russia's action there.
What is NATO? Why is it important? And what's its future? The North Atlantic Treaty Organization is a political and military alliance established in 1949 that seeks to promote stability in the North Atlantic area.
It is the will of the people of the world for freedom and for peace.
Led by Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, there are 29 member countries, and its HQ is in Brussels. NATO doesn't have its own troops, but relies on contributions of forces from its member countries. At NATO's core is Article 5, which states an attack on one member is an attack on all NATO allies. The collective defense principle was to protect Western European nations against the Soviet Union. But when the Soviet Union collapsed, NATO's new tasks ranged from being a bulwark against Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan to fighting human trafficking and intercepting refugees in the Mediterranean. NATO is still extremely active, with some 4,000 US troops in Poland and the Baltic states, and tens of thousands on 48-hour standby, bolstering NATO's allies and sending a clear message to Russia.
Now, we said Kaliningrad was on the doorstep of NATO. This Russian region is actually separated from mainland Russia. That's what makes it an exclave, a territory surrounded by other countries, and in this case, those nations include Lithuania and Poland. Both of them are members of NATO. So if Russia appears to be fortifying its military in Kaliningrad, which the country has pointed out it has the right to do, you can see why it would raise concerns among NATO allies. They're currently conducting military exercises in their own show of strength,